is CNN Student News, 10 minutes of current events from around the world. I'm Carl Azuz. First up, lawmakers in Iran have given the green light to a controversial nuclear deal involving their country. 161 members of the Iranian parliament voted for the deal. 56 voted against it. It lifts international sanctions, these penalties on Iran, allowing billions of dollars to resume flowing into its economy. In exchange, Iran's agreed to put its nuclear program on hold. The U.S. led a group of five other countries in negotiating the deal. About half of Americans and most U.S. lawmakers opposed it. But the deal had enough support in the Senate to keep it in place. There are still issues between the U.S. and Iran. The Middle Eastern country's supreme leader says the deal won't change his government's stance toward the U.S. And the U.S. government says that Iran probably broke the law when it test-fired a new missile over the weekend. Then there's the issue of hostages.
He spent 391 days in Iran's most notorious prison without being charged for months, tried behind closed doors. American Jason Rezaian, the Washington Post Tehran bureau chief, appeared on CNN's Anthony Bourdain, Parts Unknown, just before he was detained last July. Eventually, he was accused of spying and collaborating with a hostile government. Charges his family, his employer, and the U.S. government call baseless.
We want Jason to have a fair trial, and the only fair verdict is to acquit him.
Along with Amir Hekmati, Saeed Abedini, and Robert Levinson, Rezaian is one of four Americans held or missing in Iran. President Obama has vowed to win their release.
We will not rest until we bring him home to his family, safe and sound.
The president came under sharp fire for not securing their freedom as part of a landmark nuclear deal with Iran, bristling when challenged by a reporter.
The notion that I am content as I celebrate with American citizens languishing in Iranian jails, Major, that's nonsense.
His family feels that Jason has become a political pawn in the challenging U.S.-Iran relationship.
He is paying the price of the suspicion, the animosity, and the paranoia between the two countries for more than 37 years.
Iran has a history of holding Americans on trumped-up charges, from journalist Roxana Saberi to the American hikers captured in Iran, later releasing them after public trials and before serving out their sentences. In Washington, there is concern with why Iran is detaining him and what they hope to get out of all of this.